Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, already about 90 degrees in the city. Might feel like the hundreds by later this afternoon with the heat index. So listeners, you gotta keep cool. And one way to do this is to keep hydrated with water. Have you heard that New York City's water is considered the champagne of tap water? No? Well, you're not alone. While New Yorkers boast about many things, the Department of Health and the Department of Environmental Protection feel like one aspect of life here being hung out to dry is our tap water. So what's a government to do not getting the respect that it thinks its water deserves? Well, launch an ad campaign, of course, to help promote the municipal water supply, the safety and health benefits they say tap water confers. You will be seeing ads telling you to get your fill of tap water. Maybe you've seen them already. And joining me this morning to talk about this campaign and other issues surrounding good old H2O is John Koifman, Director of Media Relations at NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council. John, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And listeners, we'll open up the phones for you on this. Where do you get your water? Do you drink your water fresh from the tap? Do you filter it? If so, why? Do you rely on bottled water? Is this for convenience, for safety, for tastes? Are you not originally from New York and you just don't like the particular taste of the local water? Is it force of habit? Call us 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or leave a water comment on WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. John, this Get Your Fill campaign is funded by the city. What's the main goal of the campaign?
Well, the goal is to do two things. First and foremost, to let people know that the water coming out of their taps here in New York City is, in fact, some of the finest, cleanest, and many people, including myself, would argue best tasting drinking water anywhere in the United States or in the world. We're one of just a handful of cities where we don't have to filter our drinking water because it's so clean, because we've got a very well-managed system of reservoirs upstate and a remarkable set of engineering and plumbing that gets that water from those clean reservoirs right to our taps here in the city.
But why advertise tap water?
Well, I think you've got a couple of factors at work here. One is, this is a good public consumer campaign that lets people know that maybe the notion that a lot of folks are walking around with in their head that bottle of water that they picked up in the grocery store or at the bodega is somehow cleaner or better for you than the water that's coming out of your tap. And you're paying, of course, hundreds of times as much at a couple of bucks a bottle for, even the most basic water. And this is something that can let New York City consumers know that they've got a good option. It's right there at their fingertips. Also, I think there's an element of this that it's about reducing some of the waste of all those plastic bottles.
Reducing the waste of all those plastic bottles. And yet, a lot of people who drink bottled water probably think that that is cleaner and purer, not maybe in terms of the plastic, but at least in terms of what goes in your body. Does NRDC have a position on this?
Well, the last time that we did widespread testing of bottled water, we looked at more than 1,000 bottles, and we found that there's no assurance that the water in those bottles is anything but tap water, often from cities and places that it's no cleaner and may even be less clean than here in New York. About a quarter of the findings of the bottles we found were just tap water in a bottle. About 22% of the brands we tested contained, in at least one sample, chemical contaminants that were above the strictest state health limits here in place here in New York. It's not to say those bottled waters are dangerous, but it is pretty clear that they're certainly no safer and no better for you than that's being delivered to you by the city of New York.
Are you naming names here? What was that brand with the high levels?
These are results now that go back a couple of years. One of the problems is that there are simply no standards in place for bottled water in the way that there is in this country for tap water.
Beth, I assume that's a no on naming names.
No.
Beth in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I love the water here in New York. When we first moved in, I was ready to drink it right out of the tap. But I was warned that perhaps our pipes are lead in our building. Where do we go to find that out to get the water tested? Because we have to filter our water because of that, even for the dog and the cat.
Great question. And, John, this applies to so many people in so many different parts of the area. The cleanliness of the water, you know, in the Kensico Reservoir may be one thing. When it comes up through the pipes to the to your seventh floor apartment in Cobble Hill, it may be something else.
Right, and the now, of course, you know, many buildings are upgrading their plumbing. It's something that landlords, that co-ops, all need to be on top of. And unfortunately, and this is definitely an issue for folks in the city, there is no public water testing program for individual homeowners or residents or tenants. You can call the state drinking water folks, the DEQ, or you can ring up EPA's Safe Drinking Water Hotline, and I can give you a number offline here or on the air, for a list of contacts and labs where you can send water to be tested. But by and large, we're finding that the water coming into the city is clean. It is something that building owners should be looking after. Mm-hmm. But again, remember that you're going to have the same challenge in many cases with the water that's coming in the bottle.
Right. But go over that again. If somebody suspects their pipes.
If you suspect your pipes, you can call the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Safe Drinking Water Hotline. It's an 800 number, 800-426-4791. And again, that's 800-426-4791.
Is that better than calling 311?
You can also call 311, and they can give you a sense of how to test locally. Some of these are going to be commercial labs, and they can give you a sense of what's going on even in your neighborhood oftentimes with 311.
Beth, did you say you use a Brita filter?
We do. Mm-hmm.
And how do you find the effects of that?
I don't think it changes the taste of it at all. It doesn't seem to.
It just gives you a certain confidence about certain potential contaminants?
Exactly.
Thank you for your call. What do you think at NRDC about the Brita filter? Obviously, not all filters do the same thing. Are you familiar with what that does, and do you recommend things like that?
If you're looking for a filter, the thing to look for is a certification by NSF International. You can find them online, and that is the nonprofit certification service for water filtration. And they will that is really the gold standard and seal of approval that says that these filters are up to snuff, and they're going to clean up anything that is going to be in your water.
George in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hi. I work for a New York City agency in a brand new building in downtown Brooklyn, and the city agency purchases water. I don't understand why. We have a very nice kitchen with a nice sink. And I fill up my cup at the kitchen sink, but many people use the 5-gallon water tanks, and I don't understand why the city purchases the water.
Wait, is this the brand new facility in Brooklyn where Mayor Bloomberg is camping out for a while?
No, it's near there.
Okay, as they renovate City Hall. But that's an interesting thought that the city buildings themselves, like a lot of office buildings, might have some of these bottled water stations around the plant. Do you object to that at NRDC?
Well, this is really gets back to part of the benefit of this kind of campaign, and I'm not sure that we are ready to talk about banning anybody's buying bottled water, but I think once people have got a greater sense of awareness of what's here and what's at their doorstep, and they may realize that they've been taken in a little bit by some of the advertising of the bottled water industry that is oftentimes selling tap water that's been put into a plastic container and shipping it off to you with no standards in place.
And in fact, Mayor Gary Newsom of San Francisco has banned bottled water from city departments. As far as I know, Mayor Bloomberg has not done anything like that. Would you call on him to take Mayor Newsom's cue?
Well, it's certainly something that we ought to take a look at here. Whether or not we're going to go ahead and call for a ban on the water in city buildings here is something that we need to look at just a little bit harder. But this is an important opportunity for the city to save a little bit of money. I think we need to look at the condition of, you know, some of the buildings and facilities may be a little older, but there's really no need to be paying folks to bring in those bottles in many, many cases.
The health department and DEP ran a focus group to find out more, I guess a series of focus groups, to find out more about New Yorkers' relationship with water, and they found that younger residents were more likely to drink water from a bottle. Do you think there's a generational divide?
Well, there's certainly a generation that's grown up on television commercials and magazine ads and has gotten very accustomed and attuned to stopping by the store, picking up a bottle, plunking down a couple of bucks. We've been habituated to this by the water bottlers, and there may be a time and a place. You're on the subway, you need to pick up a bottle of water, that's fine. But that there is definitely a generation that has really gotten used to this being how water comes, and then that you pay for it. Now, that's a real victory if you're in the business of selling bottled water, but it may not be so great for consumers.
Right. And there's certainly a belief out there among various people, a lot of people, that bottled water is cleaner. I think it would, it seems counterintuitive to people to think that the bottled water, even though it's not regulated, is somehow more risky than New York City tap water. Here's a clip of one New Yorker, Amadou Diop, originally from Senegal, on Morning Edition today.
I always buy water from the store, you know.
Why?
It's more clean. I really want to drink something good.
So you want to talk back to Mr. Diop?
Well, this is precisely why we think a well-organized, intelligent public education campaign, public service announcements that we're talking about now are such a good service to New Yorkers. I've spent time in Senegal, where Mr. Diop is from, and that's a place where you might have real questions about the quality of tap water. Here in New York City, that's simply not the case. And that's something that New Yorkers who are paying taxes, who are paying water bills, deserve to know.
Here's a comment on our webpage. Somebody writes, try a bagel that wasn't made with New York City tap water, then try one that was. There's no comparison. New York City tap water bagels rule. Can you tell a bagel that was nothing like the old boiled?
And there are no bagels like you get in New York City, that's for sure.
I don't know how he knows if a bagel was boiled in New York City tap water or not, but I guess it's the old boiled bread test. Jan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Have to do that a little harder. Jan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I've lived in, I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens, live in Manhattan now, and when I was a youngster, our water was cold and wet. It had absolutely no taste. It was just wonderful, and you never even thought of it. There was no bottled water except maybe seltzer. Now I find that there have been periods when the water just smells of chlorine or something, and I think it was when we had all those cryptosporidium and other scares, and I couldn't drink that tap water at all. But a solution I found, which is very simple, and it works for me, it might work for others, I share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I fill a bottle with cold tap water, and I let it sit out for a couple hours. I cap it, I put it in the freezer, and it freezes solid, and then I take it and put it down in the fridge, and as it melts down, it tastes wonderful. It doesn't have any other taste but wet.
Right, so that's a way to manipulate taste. What do you think about that, John Koifman from NRDC?
Like the glacier right there in your freezer, and that's certainly a good way to go about it. There are times when in local areas or local communities, the city may be flushing the pipes, and you may have localized taste issues. Certainly, if it's something where there's a sense of concern, pick up the phone, call 311, and find out what's going on. But again, by and large, the taste in the water in the city, I mean, I certainly miss it when I travel. It's terrific drinking water. And when you think about the fact that, you know, we are, in many cases, importing water from Fiji, from the other side of the planet, just to name water that is coming to us from far, far away, at tremendous expense, and that means that you're not only paying for it, but you're consuming a huge amount of fuel and energy to get this stuff here from the other side of the globe, when turning the knob or pressing the button on the fountain down the hall from you may be just as good or better.
Well, if what you say is true, then I have an idea. Instead of charging people $8 to drive into Manhattan, why don't they bottle New York City tap water and charge people all over the world $8 to drink it?
We'll call it Bloomberg water.
Rick in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how you doing? I don't think the New York City water is as good as it's cracked. I think there's problems with, the caller before mentioned cryptosporidium that's been found in the water. Also, there are experts that say fluoride and chlorine pose health risks. There's also rust and sediment and other things that when it comes through the pipes, I recommend using a good filter and getting really much healthier water that way.
Right. Well, on the fluoride, of course, you can always get a debate going on that. The American Dental Association would say a benefit of tap water is that the water is fluoridated and bottled water is not. And, of course, there are some people who think fluoride is a risk, and they'll take the opposite. But what about the cryptosporidium? John, this came up from a couple of callers now.
Right, and that's certainly an issue, and it's a challenge. And really, the only guide you have is the fact that New York City water is monitored and tested routinely, both at the plants and in the field, and in ways that, frankly, bottled water is not tested. Now, it's certainly a filter is a good idea for any home, and again, you want to look for that NSF certification. But the real thing for folks to keep in mind is that that bottle is no guarantee that the water is any cleaner, and in fact, it's subject to weaker standards than we have here. As far as the chlorine and the fluoride go, it's our view here at NRDC that provided they're being used within current health safety guidelines, that that you're in good shape with those additives to the water.
We have a couple more minutes with John Koifman from NRDC talking about New York City, among other things, launching a new advertising campaign for people to drink tap water called Get Your Fill. This also comes, though, on the heels of the city proposing a price hike for the use of municipal water. Isn't it a little problematic for the city to promote the water just as it's increasing the price?
Well, of course, I mean, the price increases are nothing compared on a per gallon or per liter basis than what you're paying for that bottle at the corner store. But perhaps it's unfortunate timing on the city's part. But, of course, getting the water rates in line with the cost of delivering the service and has actually helped get building owners and other folks with property in the city to pay just a little bit more attention to some of those leaks, to some of those places where, you know, the city's finding people that weren't being billed at all. So there's still some ongoing hiccups in the system of getting the folks here in the city paying for water in a way that's going to support that delivery system, but it is still just a fraction of the price for what people are willing to pay for that bottled water, and a fraction of the price that goes into the advertising and public relations campaigns for those waters.
Right, which is $700,000, this advertising campaign, and I guess New Yorkers will judge for yourselves whether it's worth it for the city government to spend that much money to convince you to drink water out of the tap. There is the issue, too, of $610 million of unpaid water bills. I don't know if this will wind up encouraging any of those people to pay up. But here's one more comment from our comments page, and we've got 30 seconds left, John. But this is another one about the chlorine. This also keeps coming up. I don't like the chlorine taste in New York City water, it says. My friend died from cryptosporidium, which he got from drinking tap water. I think that may be elsewhere. But can it be filtered out at home? And give me 15 seconds here on this.
The certainly some of the filters will help out with the cryptosporidium. As far as the chlorine taste, everybody's got a slightly different sensibility. Personally, I don't taste the chlorine here. I do notice when I'm in other cities that there are different tastes, mineral and chemical. But for the crypto, look for those filters, look for an NSF certification, and that's really going to be the best way to protect
yourself. And John Koifman from NRDC, thanks a lot for joining us today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.